Make some noise in this house for the Lord. Yeah. Glory to God. Now make it that you mean that you're glad that he kept you all week long. I don't know how your scriptures read, but mine say make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another day, another week, the Lord has kept us. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, thank this is the 196th day of the year. Praise God, tell somebody we're still here. Praise God, hallelujah. We could have been gone in the number that was called this week or last week, but God brought us into another week. Beginning of another week, praise God. And we praise God for doing just that. Some people had birthdays, and some people through the week. Some people been through this and been through that through the week. But we're here. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's what matters. The Lord has kept us yet another day. Hallelujah. And he didn't keep it because we've been right. Because we've been obedient to him. Hallelujah. Because we have operated in his will. But he kept us because of his grace. And his mercy. That endured to all generations. And I'm so glad that he reigns on the unjust just like it does the just. Hallelujah. Because if it didn't, none of us would have stood a chance. Hallelujah. Of being in heaven. Yes. Letting on it belonging to us. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we glorify God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit who has allowed us to come together one more time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you grateful?
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And to his son Jesus and the Holy Spirit, praise God. We praise God for our presider, Elder Strong. She got a little more confidence this time since the first us time. That shows growth. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we are also supposed to be growing in the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And we praise God for Dr. Monica Lewis, who chairs the Washington with us. And to all the preachers in the house, if you just wave your hand, we praise God for you. Officers of the Church of God, we raise your hand. God. And to every lay person in the building, we praise God for you as well. Because everybody's special and everybody's precious and everybody's somebody. Praise God, hallelujah. You are very special. And so feel good about yourself all the time. Hallelujah, praise God. And the enemy try to tell you otherwise, tell the hunt, I'm an original. All right? You are an original, authentic work of God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody that you can't find me nowhere else. Hallelujah. I am an original. That makes you special. Hallelujah. And since you're still breathing, you're blessed.
Yes.
And highly favored.
Amen.
Of the Lord. Still got your friends' benefits.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And you're walking in, living in overflow.
Yes.
Whether you realize it or not. Well, some of us stay in the I don't have mode. But you also have. And if you think about what you got more than what you don't have. Hallelujah. And so let's look at life in a different way so that we can have joy in the midst of our trials. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise God for this day. What time is it?
Good news time.
Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. Hallelujah. Our text today is in the book of Romans 14. Beginning at verse 10. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we stand here, yielded, spiritual man, mental man, physical man, we give them all into your hand that you may use us for your glory and your honor. Not as thy will, but thy will be done. God, in the name of Jesus, speak a word that would empower us today to be more like you will have us to be and less like we want to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to look to you and look for your wisdom and your to be instilled in us. That we may trust in you with all our hearts and don't lean to our own understanding. Do it, God, and the glory and honor shall be thine. In Jesus' name, amen. Romans 14, begin with verse 10. Are we there? But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou sit at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, said the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. 13, let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man puts a stumbling block on occasion to fall in his brother's way. Tell your person sitting there and said, don't judge me. Love me. Don't judge me. Just love me. Hallelujah. Why does one tend to desire to judge one another? I come to the realization that we do that because we like to be in control. We want to be the one that's in charge. And we judge basically as a comparison. You to me. And I want to judge everything that I see wrong in you and point it out, and therefore you won't be able to see mine that's wrong, but you see my good because I pointed out your bad first. Judging causes us to condemn one another. And that's not our job. We were told to love one another. We even said that love don't see no evil. Hears no evil. And speaketh no evil. So if you're loving me the way you supposed to love me, then there shouldn't be no condemnation upon me. Paul said on one occasion that I want to do the right thing. But the more I try to do the right thing, the more I find myself doing the wrong thing. When I would do good, evil is ever present, trying to make me do the wrong thing. When I should do, I find myself not doing. And that I should not do, I find myself doing. So he asked the question, he proposed the statement, wretched man, wretched man am I. Who is it that be able to deliver me out of this sin? And he answered it by saying, thanks be to God, Christ Jesus had made me free from this. So he comes into that 8th chapter and the first verse, and he says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Let us dissect that a little bit. There is therefore now, since Jesus has justified me, since Jesus have paid the price and freed me from the law of sin, therefore, right now, we're not talking about last year, but now, you can't condemn me because he removed that from me and made everything right with me. Because where there's no law, there is no sin. The law hadn't been done away with. It's just been removed from those that accept what Jesus did as an atonement for our sin. And if you accept what Jesus done, your debt is paid in full. Because he died for our sins yesterday, our sins today, and our sins forevermore. He said, I'm dying one time, and I want dying for once for all. Every time we do wrong, since we've been saved, Jesus don't die again. It's already done. So why are we wasting our time condemning? And he said, that applies to those that are with Christ, who have Jesus Christ in their life. It applies to those that walk not after the flesh. That's the same as what the choir was saying, if we live him right. It applies to you. And we're not walking after the flesh, but the spirit. So you got to be out of flesh. And that brings us to the first requirement Jesus gave us for following him. Deny yourself. Self wants a whole lot of things. Okay. But they can't be good because there's nothing good in the flesh. Hallelujah. He said, for the law of the spirit of life is in Christ Jesus. And it has made us free from the law of sin and death. See, he didn't just leave you naked when he removed the law. He replaced it with grace. So when we do stumble and fall, grace is right there to pick us up and clean us up. So there's no stain left in your garment. We will still see things, but we are forgetting that we're no longer under the law. That's just like the governor signing the decree and say, from now on, there will be no traffic laws. So you can get out there and on setting the bypass and drive you 120. The cops can't do nothing to let you go by. And if he does pull you over, he can't do but talk to you and trying to get you to pull it down, but he can't give you a citation because you have broken no law. Glory to God. So Jesus made us free from the law of sin and death. But what the law couldn't do, that it was weak in the flesh, or through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh for sin, and he condemned sin in the flesh. So he did away with it. All right? So to condemn me now is to false accuse me. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So Paul now tells us about what we need to be doing, and that 14th chapter he tells us to person that is weak in the flesh, we need to receive them. Don't reject them. Receive them. It's love's going to cause you to be able to receive them. That person that is carnal minded. Receive them. And don't just receive them with doubt. Don't receive them with doubt and disputation. Don't get them in your under your wing and then condemn them for their weakness. But receive them and encourage them. For he said, for one believeth that he may eat everything. Okay. Why another is weak, only eat plants, vegetables. But he said, don't let him eat, despising him that eateth not. Because you are strong and you can eat, don't break the person that weak and say, I can't eat this. Right? And let not him that is eateth not judge that one that eateth. See, it works both ways. Okay? I don't condemn you. You don't condemn me. All right? Because you're weak and can't do what I can do, that's you. Because I'm strong in the Lord and I can do some things that you think I ought not be doing, that's me. But don't put me down because I can do more than you, and don't you, I'll put you down for you can do less than me. He said, let us not eat despising him that eateth not. And let us not eat and not judge him that eateth. For God had received him. God already done took care of it. And he asks a question in that fourth verse, says, who art thou that judgeth another man's servant? Who are you to judge my servants? What you doing telling my servant what he's supposed to be doing or not do? It said, his own master will stand or fall. Yea, he shall uphold. Be uphold. Excuse me. He shall be holding up. For God is able to make him stand. I'm able to justify my servant. Not you. Who are you? Now, what is trying to say here? Every child of God is the child of God. Not yours. And God is able to justify whatever wrong you think you see. God is able to handle it. Okay. In fact, he's already handled it. So, to his own master, he's standing and fall. Yea, he shall be holding up For God is able. Tell God is able. Don't just say it and don't mean it. But God is able. No matter what it is you're going through, God is able. No matter what the obstacle you're faced up to, God is able. It don't matter how bad it might look, God is able. Hallelujah. Anything that's been thrown away, God is able. Hallelujah. He said, one man esteemed a day above another. And then the other ones don't esteem the days at all. Everything's the same. For instance, like, we esteem Sunday as a day of worship in the week. There's others that don't care about Sunday. Don't even give it another thought. Okay, but that's also unto the Lord. He that regardeth the day, regardeth unto the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day, do it not unto the Lord. Everything is unto the Lord. Okay. Did he not tell us, whatever we do in words or in deeds, do it as unto the Lord? Why is it unto the Lord, Pastor? Because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Everything that's on this earth, including the earth, is his. So it's unto the Lord, not you. See, we want to make it about us. I know it ain't that you, but it's not about you. It's about the Lord. Did not Paul say we're wrestling not against flesh and blood? That's who you see. That's who you blame. Hallelujah. But it's not them. It's the evil that working through them. And it's unto the Lord, not you, tell their neighbor. Don't take it personal. It's not about us. It's about him. So why are we fretting? Why are we all in our little frenzy? Rattling all out. You know how a garment get a little frenzy in it and then start rattling? And for you know, you all ragged to pieces. All over something that you ain't got nothing to do with in the first place. You just need to let God get the glory that he needs out of your life. For none of us live it to himself. You ain't doing it to yourself. No man died to himself. You don't live to yourself. You don't die to yourself. Okay? All right. For whether we live, whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die, we die unto the Lord. Whether we live together or die, we are the Lord's. Nothing changed. You're still the Lord's. Living or dead, you're the Lord's. Hallelujah. For this end, Christ both died and he rose. And revive that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. All right? So whatever state you're in, you're still the Lord. If y'all messed up, you the Lord. If y'all clean up, you still the Lord. If you're walking holy, you the Lord. If you're walking sinful, you still the Lord. And he's gonna do with you as he please at the judgment day. Hallelujah. So for this end, we both die and we rose and revive, that he might be both the Lord of the living and the dead. But why doest thou judge your brother? Okay. So why do you judge me? Or say, why do I judge people? The question is asking it. Why doest thou judge thy brother? Why doest thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. All right, you judge and you still gonna be judged. Bible plain and tell us, judge not. And you shall not be judged, but if you judge, you're going to be judged too. Everybody's going to have to give an account at the judgment day. For it is written, as I live, said the Lord, every knee shall bow to me. And every tongue going to have to confess that I'm God. You may not do it now, but the day is coming when it's going to have to be admitted. The day is coming when you got to know, you will know, and you will agree, because you're going to confess it, that God is Lord. He is the real thing, not a God that we made. Not a golden image that we worship, but it's a God that can hear our cry. He's a God that can feel our trouble. He's a God that will deliver in a time of need. He's a God that can see everything that we need and come to our rescue. Hallelujah. So it says, so let every one of us shall account of himself. And we're going to have to do it to God. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore. He knows we already been judging. But from this point on, don't do it no more. Hallelujah. Don't judge one another anymore, but judge. Now this is what you should judge, that no man put a stumbling block on occasion to fall in his brother's way. Make sure you're judging whether you are doing what's the right thing. I'm not causing somebody to stumble. I'm not hindering them in that spiritual growth. I'm not calling them to backslide. Hallelujah. So you're going to judge anything, judge yourself. That's what it's telling you. Hallelujah. Anything else you need to leave it up to God. But judge yourself. So you find out whether you're on the right road or not. You say, I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean in itself, but in him, but to him that esteem anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. So if you think something is wrong, then it's wrong for you to deal with it. Hallelujah. If you think you shouldn't eat some food, All right, then you sin when you eat it. Tell you, say, neighbor, it's up to you. Whether you're going to have faith in what the word says or what you believe to be wrong. All right? If you think eating pork is wrong, then you can't eat pork without sinning. All right? But if you think that you can eat pork, you can eat it without sinning. Because there's nothing unclean in itself. Okay. All right, so, but if any brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably. Don't do things that's not of love. Destroy not him that eat meat. That meat for whom Christ died. Christ died so you can eat the meat. He removed all those laws that they had back there in the Old Testament. And we're not living by the Old Testament. We're living by the New Testament. The Old Testament is of the law. The New Testament is of grace and mercy. But if you choose to live by the old book, then you're going to be judged by it. But if you choose to live by the New Testament, then you can have grace and mercy to bail you out. Hallelujah. But don't condemn somebody if they don't eat. And don't the one that don't eat condemn the one that do eat. It's each to themselves how you receive it. Okay, it says, let not then your good be evilly spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not meat and is not drink. But the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. All right, so we get caught up in these earthly things. You can't have this. You can't have that. That's not what heaven is all about. Okay. All right, we're supposed to give God the glory. Hallelujah. And question him. For he that is in these things, serveth Christ is acceptable unto God and approved of men. Glory to God. Let us therefore follow after these things, which make for peace. And then and things wherewith one may edify one another. That's what we really need to be doing. Trying to find something that will lift somebody up. Hallelujah. Not condemn them, but lift them up. Don't judge me. Love me. Hallelujah. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor to do anything whereby thy brother stumble, or is offended, or is made weak. Don't do anything that's going to cause them to get weaker than what they are. All right? Give them something that's going to encourage them. Don't argue with them about what they can eat and can't eat. Keep it to yourself. Okay? He says, has thou faith? Have it to himself. Therefore, God, happy is he that condemneth not himself in the things which he alloweth. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat. But he eateth not of faith, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So when you do anything that is not of faith, it is sin. We got to believe God. God is able to clean things up. God is able to make it right. God is able to make it better. God is able that you're able to love and not condemn. Let us find an occasion through the week that will lift somebody's spirit, encourage them in the faith, let them grow as well in the faith. Just give them the word, not our opinion. God bless you.